It's 8 in the morning at a busy intersection on Chicago's northwest side, and about a dozen commuters are gathered at the corner bus stop. During this rush hour, they've been waiting for 25 minutes. Finally, their bus arrives. Donna Riley Forth is a lifelong Chicagoan who grew up riding public transit. She says that she got so fed up with commuting by bus that she gave up on the CTA and now drives to work instead.
They were so erratic, and when they came, you'd wait for 20 minutes, and then three of them would show up. And there just wasn't any rhyme or reason to how they got there. You couldn't really plan your commute. And it just seemed by the time I would get home, I was so stressed out, and I thought, why do I need this?
Riley Forth is just one of thousands of Chicagoans who no longer ride the CTA. While nationwide, ridership on public transit has dipped by only 1% in the past decade, the CTA's seen its ridership plunge by more than 30%. There are many reasons why fewer and fewer Chicagoans use public transportation. One factor is population. Like many cities, Chicago's population has been declining for decades as more and more people have moved to the suburbs. However, Chicago's loss of transit riders has far outpaced that population shift. While some blame increasing car use, others believe a bigger factor is the city's systematic disinvestment from public transit.
CTA, public transportation in Chicago, has shrunk.
Jacqueline Levy is the director of the Neighborhood Capital Budget Group, a local nonprofit organization.
Entire rapid transit lines that used to exist in the 1940s and the 1950s are gone. They've been torn down. Miles of track have been removed. Stations have been removed, predominantly in those areas of the city that are now minority population and low income.
That pattern continues today. Train stations are being closed, bus routes canceled, and late night service discontinued. Levy says it's no wonder ridership has dropped so dramatically.
It's no piece of rocket science that if you remove train stations along a route, that fewer people are going to get on board that train. You're going to have fewer riders when you have fewer entry points to the system. If you cut back on the hours of bus service, you're going to have fewer riders on your buses.
The loss of riders prompted Chicago's Mayor Richard Daley to declare that public transit has, quote, lost its constituency. But some, like Robert Paswell, blame the mayor for giving up too soon. Paswell used to run the CTA in the late 1980s and now directs the Transportation Research Center at the City University of New York. He says that while many world-class cities recognize public transit as vital, Chicago has not.
Tokyo, London, Paris, of course, has done it. L.A., New York are all putting more capital at, you know, billions and trillions of dollars into improving access to their central region, and most of it through improved rail system and upgrading bus system. And Chicago seems to have that on hold now, and I think that in the long run it could have an impact on the economic health of the central area of Chicago.
While the CTA has an annual operating budget of nearly $800 million, the city of Chicago only contributes $3 million a year in direct funding. And CTA officials say that's helped put them in a financial double bind. Without adequate revenue, they can't provide frequent service. And without frequent service, they can't raise enough revenue. Kevin Thompson is the CTA's manager of intergovernmental affairs.
You have to make hard choices when you are dealing with a limited pool of financial resources to provide the greatest level of service to the most number of people.
But observers say that a lack of money isn't the CTA's only problem. They say the agency has fundamental flaws with deep historical roots. The CTA's long been a haven for political appointees and a dumping ground for patronage workers. The result has been poor performance and chronic mismanagement. Transportation experts like Northwestern University's Joseph Schoffer say it's unlikely riders will return to the CTA unless the agency improves service.
And what are the elements of that? Short travel time, frequent service so that my waiting time is not long, and reliable service so that if you say you're going to leave at 8:01, you leave at 8:01.
Schoffer recommends that the CTA look to cities like New York that have successfully increased ridership. New York's transit agency created fare incentives and liberal transfer policies that have spurred a jump in ridership and generated a $130 million budget surplus. And for their part, CTA officials like Kevin Thompson say they do recognize the importance of public transit.
We see ourselves as an integral part of the city of Chicago, And we understand that we are the backbone or one of the significant pieces of that backbone to the economic vitality of this whole region.
Thompson points to new initiatives they hope will restore confidence in Chicago's public transit system. They've posted train schedules, installed a new fare collection system, and are kicking off ridership campaigns to recruit tourists and students with discounted fares.
We're looking to get people to begin to do what my parents did 30 years ago and take the train or the bus to your local grocery store or take it to the movies. We want it to become meaningful in that way again.
For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Steve Frankel in Chicago.